Hi, and welcome to Rich Dreams Express.
I'm Tom Pauly.
And I'm Penelope Pauly. And Rich Dreams Express is our opportunity to take your questions and answer them. And we are giving you weekly downloads so that we are connecting with you more often. So let's get to our first question today. And this is from Carolyn in Vancouver, Washington. Carolyn is asking about a process to stop resistance for what you are asking for, the surrendering.
The surrendering. I love that. Let's do a show on that.
Yeah, I know. Either could be a show or a horror movie, one of the two.
Well, surrendering.
Sometimes it feels like a horror movie. Surrender, it really does.
I was playing with surrender for the title of a book, and I looked it up on Amazon.com. I'm not going to use surrender because everything that came up with surrender had some woman in real flimsy night outfits. It wasn't my kind. I didn't think it was the same genre.
Guess not.
I didn't try any, but it seemed to be a lot of free books. Oh, dear.
What's interesting is that when I was studying with Marilyn, if there was something going on that I didn't really like.
I got to say something. You know what? We just made a joke about the use of the word surrender. But in every word, there are 1,000 meanings. And in every energy applied to that word, there are 1,000 meanings. And in every feeling applied to that energy, there are 1,000 meanings. In every sentence, every paragraph, every
connotation,
everything. There are so many, more than you and I know, and more than we're ready for in this experience, this lifetime. As lifetime come, more knowledge and more understanding will come. And I embrace them. I love it. To me, it is refreshing to know that this exists and that there is so much adventure in life waiting for us. All we have to do is dig in, accept. You have to accept what's there. You can't ignore it. You can't ignore the fact that there are erotic books. I mean, I wasn't looking for them, but I found them. And it's there. It's part of our society. And we have to accept what's in our society. We have to accept what's in life and embrace it and know we can do. We can live where we want to live. Somebody else wants to live over there. I'm in this room over here. I'm going to be, we talked about it last time, I'm going to be in a room that's right for me. And you're going to be in a room that's right for you if you're smart. If you don't like what's in your room, get out of that room and go to the next one.
It's funny because what I was going to say is kind of similar to what you just said. I remember back in the day when we were hanging out with Marilyn a lot, if I would bring up something that I didn't like or that wasn't going my way or that I couldn't let go of, she'd look me in the eye and she'd say, well, how to take my hand out of this pot of boiling water? You just take your hand out. And I would say, what? Well, people ask me, how do I take my hand out of this pot of boiling water? You just take your hand out of the pot of boiling water. And at first, I had no idea what the heck she was talking about. Was she going to make pasta? What is she just getting loony on me? But that's the thing. You are choosing your thoughts.
And you're choosing to keep your hand in the darn water.
That's right. And you're choosing that feeling of uncomfortableness. And sometimes, you know, it is about pulling your hand out of hot water, but it feels like giving up a society of friends. It feels like severing yourself from a loved one. It feels like leaving a home that you love. It feels like losing something. But growth isn't about going backwards.
And when you surrender to God, I used to love the word in the relationship, and the more and more I think about it, I feel that there are too many connotations that you turn off when I say surrender to God. And when you accept the options that are laying there for you.
And accept that you don't know everything.
Right. I mean, and that you're not in charge.
And you don't have to be in charge.
And you don't want to be in charge. You know, I think about the president of the United States.
And whether you agree with him or disagree with him, whatever.
You can't do anything right.
None of them can.
None of them. Doesn't matter who they are, what party, where they came from, what their name is, what the color is, what their religion is. It does not matter. Because people will always be divided one half thinks this, the other half thinks that. So he's damned if he is, damned if he isn't. I mean, it's just impossible. Can you imagine God? How would you like that job? We all claim it. We frequently think, yeah, I can do that. I can do everything. Well, I spent most of my life feeling I could do anything. And I accomplished many things. I was never really happy because I always had to accomplish something more, something new, something better, something bigger, something best. And finally, I realized, you know, if I let God guide me, if I, if he opens a door, provides a means, makes safe the path, and guides my way, then I'm safe. Whatever I choose is fine. However I approach it, I can apply all my talents to that and just really kick proverbial bottoms. And I tell you, then I'm safe. I'm happy. I actually have a higher purpose. And that's the secret to surrender, is you gain access to a higher purpose beyond what you want to do.
You know, there's just this week, someone that, in an organization that I'm associated with took on a new role in this organization and replaced somebody who was in that position for almost 30 years and who had sunk her teeth in and her claws in and was very good at parts of her job and was horrible at other parts of her job. And this new person, who had worked under this other person, came into this job with having not been mentored at all, not being guided or even told that she did a good job by the former person. And she is nervous about taking on this role and doesn't want to offend people and doesn't want to do things the way they were done before. And she was telling me, well, I don't want to say this and this, and I don't want to really, you know, act like I'm a big shot and in charge. And I said, you know, people need leaders. That's what we're here for. Some people lead about this kind of thing and other people lead about this kind of thing. And trust me, every single one of us is a leader about something. But people in groups, people in organizations need leadership. We require it. Otherwise, everybody kind of goes willy-nilly. I said, you don't have to be the kind of leader that she was. You get to be the leader how you want to be, but don't pretend you're not the leader. Because when you deny that greatness inside you, you deny God. And surrender isn't about, I'm not good enough. Surrender isn't about, I can't do it.
Get that expression out of your mind.
Surrender is, I accept the greatness in me, and I'm willing to allow it to guide me and help me. And as for process, in figuring out surrendering, it's going to be different for every person. Some people have to fall on their face to give it up.
150 times.
Some people have to have greatness thrust upon them to give it up.
What is that quote? Some
people are born with it. Some people, I can't remember it. Some people have greatness thrust upon them.
Seek it, and some people have it thrust upon them. And if it's thrust upon you, which often it is. I see the ones who are born with it, the ones who seek it and covet it. But they're different than the ones who have it thrust upon them. Those are the ones we go to the movies to watch, the heroes.
Right.
I mean,
ordinary. Someone overcoming adversity.
God, I get all choked up. Those are my kind of movies. I think about it. I'm just finishing for the second time. Because the movie Girl on Fire is coming out, I had to finish reading the trilogy again. I'm in the third book and almost done. And I don't usually read women writers.
Wait, you reread the series? You told me that you couldn't stand?
I know. God, it's such a statement on... I'm not sure what, but
I'm in shock. I'm going to have to grill him after this call is over.
It's full of
somebody. Overcoming adversity.
Yeah, but you know, the greatness is thrust upon her. She does all the way through three books. She refuses to accept she's a leader. She doesn't see it inside. She knows everybody's following her, just as many of you have in your life thought you were not the leader. And then you decided you would post a message and talk about something at work, and gosh, the room filled up. Or you decide to run for mayor of Houston, and all of a sudden there was all kinds of people there that wanted to support you. I did that. It was kind of weird. Because I thought, yeah, I did it just to advertise a business I was in. And I ended up, it really was confusing to me because they were treating me like I was a leader. And I'm not a leader. I'm just Tom Pauly, just a guy. I'm just a guy. And you know, and yet when you're doing something and it involves leadership, do it and do the best you can be. Otherwise, you've turned away from God. You've turned away from the source of all power and majesty, the source that gives you everything you've got in your life. And that's not really a good thing to do. That falls into the bad.
Not as good.
not good at all. And it leads to a downfall. It will invariably lead to a downfall. In the Bible, it says, pride goeth before a fall. If you think
do it better than God, guess what?
You're going to have a fall.
You're going to have that opportunity.
If you don't think you can do it as God thinks you can do it, guess what? You're going to have a fall. Because if you're given the job, it's your job. I mean, if you paint beautiful paintings and you don't want to do that because it's too easy, so you get a job at the post office, you're looking for a fall. You've got to do what's in your heart. You got to do your talents. For some reason today, I'm only thinking about all these sermons I heard from my uncle.
Really?
Yeah. He had this sermon about the guy giving one talent to one man and ten talents
to another.
Yeah, money. Is a coin or how much? However many coins. His servants. He was going to be out of town, so he gave one count to this guy, another five to him, and ten to another because he was a more trusted servant. He left and came back, and the guy with ten had buried him in the backyard, and the guy with five spent them foolishly, and had nothing. The guy with one bought and sold at the market, ended up with 20. And return the 20 talents to him. And the whole idea is here, you have to manage your goods. I think this is it. It's been a long time. You know, I was 9.
It's been a while.
And he said the bad guy in the whole scenario is the guy with 10 talents. He didn't try. He gave up. He was entrusted with the most ability and the most talent. And what did he do with them? He buried them. You have talents to use in this world to lift us all up, to lift yourself up, to lift your brother up, to lift your sister and your mother and your father and your neighbor and your friends and friends of friends and neighbors of neighbors. It's a whole world. It's one little village. And if you lift up, if you do your part, and you make yourself the best you can be, if you elevate your mind, if you extend your reach, if you open your heart and accept God's will for you, you are lifting up not just yourself, but everyone. I mean, it's really no secret that over the years, we have gone from watching sheep in sandals to I've got a pretty nice pair of expensive sneakers, I call them, I guess, now. They look like tennis shoes to me, but I think they're called sneakers. You know, And I have a different business. I don't have to watch sheep. I talk on the phone here. I don't have to sit out all by myself in the pasture. Things have changed. Everywhere has changed. That's not an accident. That happened because people accepted their role. They accepted their role and moved forward. You can accept yours, move forward. Surrender. Accept. Receive. It's all the same thing. Accept the greatness God has for you. Just accept it. Don't fight it.
You're doing great. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us. Have a great week, good luck, and great adventures.
Bye-bye.